DIY, do it yourself, energy healing and energy mastery tips for the heart-based new humanity, where modern men and women embody divine wisdom and the sensual life. Part 1, the aura. Do-it-yourself energy healing is very simple, but it's been overlaid with a lot of convoluted New Age bullshit mystery and controls that have distorted its accessibility, efficacy, and simplicity with woo-woo nonsense and unnecessary fears. I offer here a very simple introduction to the human energy field, aka the aura. The human aura has 7 layers that begin from the physical body itself and moves out from the body and surrounds the body. Imagine these layers surrounding the body as egg-shaped or an elongated sphere. The first layer I like to call our health template. It is about 1 to 4 inches from the body's skin surface. All energies that get lodged in this layer can eventually become manifest with the physical body as some dysfunction expressing itself, like a cyst, for example, or perhaps muscle tension. The second layer I call the emotional body. This is where other people's emotions and their reactivity to you get lodged in your energy field. You know when you have a feeling that you're being slimed. On the other hand, when you have an emotional reaction to someone and it doesn't get fully acknowledged or expressed, you too can inadvertently slime, quote unquote, someone with your own emotional caca. We all do it. So let's forget the guilt and just be aware that the more awake you are, the more you will not be allowed to get away with habituated reactions. We all have evolved from knee-jerk reactivity to conscious awareness and responsibility. Deal? The third layer I call the astral body. This layer directly interfaces with the astral plane or the dream world. Many folks reside here in this realm, then on planet Earth, particularly the folks who are often stuck in dream time, daydreaming, and not at all present. The fourth layer I call the causal body. This layer of the auric field is directly related to the cause and effect, the consequences of our actions or inactions. The heart-based new humanity is all about self-responsibility, regardless of whether or not you believe in dharma and or karma. The fifth layer I call the mental body. This is where all thoughts directed at you from an outside source gets absorbed. And just like with the emotional projections from other folks, you too can inadvertently slime someone else with your mental judgments, criticisms, and reactions to them. Once again, don't beat yourself up. Just notice what you're up to. This is also the layer where information from the higher mental plane can be downloaded and accessed. The sixth layer I call the light body. This is essentially our physical body's divine light signature. Each one of us has a unique divine light signature. We are each physical expressions of the divine. How cool is that? The seventh layer I call the spiritual body. This is the layer that directly accesses our alignment with the totality of the cosmos. Joni Mitchell's lyrics from her famous song Woodstock, "We are stardust, we are golden," beautifully expresses this connection clearly. The master singer-songwriter has been factual in her poetic license. Every element on Earth, except for the lightest, was created from the heart of a massive star. Can I geek out here for a moment? According to LSU physicist Edward Skiner, the heaviest elements such as gold, lead, and uranium were produced in a supernova explosion during the cataclysmic end of a huge star's life. Those elements were ejected into space by the force of the massive explosion, where they mixed with other matter and formed new stars, some with planets such as Earth. That's why the Earth is rich in these elements. The iron in our blood and the calcium in our bones were all forged in such stars. We are made of stardust. Do it yourself, energy healing and energy mastery tip number one. Think about a typical day for you and what that entails. All the things that you do, all the people you interact with, people you know, strangers, acquaintances, authority figures, your kids, your exes, your tribe, social media, online or live, including the thoughts, judgments, and feelings about you, along with all your stuff regarding them, like maybe how they dress or the perfume they wear, all the places you go to, various modes of transport, by foot, by bicycle, by bus, by car, by train, by helicopter, by plane, or psychically, virtually, through the web, through your smartphones. There's a lot of interaction with lots of different animate and inanimate, and situations and circumstances beyond your control, like traffic and the weather, which can be seen as enemies, especially when you're rushing around. There's a lot going on that's under the wire and unseen, but that doesn't mean these energies have not impacted you or your physical body and your energy system in some form, shape, or fashion. There's also the environmental energies and riffraff from our techie digital toys. Continual exposure to Wi-Fi, the smart meters in our homes, pollution, chemtrails, pollen, germs through physical contact, airborne viruses, and other contaminants. Everything is energy, and energy is not static. It's dynamic. And then there's this law of physics that states every action has an equal and opposite reaction. I get asked all the time about a simple way to clear and detox yourself from the day of any unwanted energies that may be clinging to your energy field or aura. The following is a very simple and easily implemented do-it-yourself energy healing ritual that will clear any interference and balance your energies to prepare you for a good night's rest. So before you go to bed, do this ritual of clearing your auric field, which is the area surrounding your body, out to 3 to 6 feet. Light a candle or invoke a grid of electric violet light in the entire room. Take your hands or a crystal and sweep the area all around your body until there is no resistance or sensations. You can also experiment with tuning into the various layers of the aura that were introduced, starting at the outermost layer, the 7th layer or spiritual body, and slowly clearing the 6th, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st layers. Magnify your trust. You will feel all the energy projections of thoughts and other people in these layers. Trust what you feel. Run your hands and or the crystal over the candle flame, and with your intention, send these energies into the flame and clear them, or allow the grid of electric violet light to dissolve these energies and attachments, consciously sending them back to their sources. You will feel lighter. Once you've cleared these energies, consciously call back all your energies that may have leaked out to other people, places, past or future time frames, and things during the course of the day. You will feel your energy field anchor back into your body as if it clicks back in. Give thanks to your body. Remember to blow out the candle. Amplify your enjoyment in your body and have a great night's sleep. This do-it-yourself energy healing ritual is balancing and so simple and so effective. Engaging this practice nightly is very, very powerful, so go for it. Take charge of your energy. You got this. Happy discoveries. Kisses and hugs. Kisses and hugs. Feel free to email us at dakinikiss@gmail.com with your comments or questions. Namaste. P.S. This information shared here is not intended to diagnose or treat any physical ailments. Thanks so much.